Well, how are you this morning?
Hey.
Yeah, we got one coming here. Well, Chris is going to be talking with you this morning. It's about a very important program that we're taking on the next several weeks here. We do it every year. It's called the Guest at Your Table program. It's our way of helping our Unitarian Universalist Service Committee help people in parts of this country and other parts of the world. And so, Chris, now that you're mic'd, I'm going to let you take it from there.
Well, today I'm going to talk about water. And this represents all the drinking water in the world. And some of you might know that there's a lot of water in the world. Who knows how much water covers the earth?
Millions.
Millions?
About 70% of our Earth's surface is covered in water.
About 70 or 75% of our Earth's surface is covered by water. And what is most of that water made out of? What's in most of that water? Well, hydrogen and oxygen is in all of it. What else?
Salt.
Salt is in most of it. Can we drink salt?
No.
Well, there's some very expensive processes that we can use to drink it, but for the most part, we don't really drink it. So, who can guess how much of that, all the water that we have in the world, we can drink? What percentage of that? 2%? Or 1%. 1% of that water is what we can drink. And that's what we have right here. All of this water is enough. And that's quite a bit of water, but 6.4 billion people have to drink this water. So do you think that we can drink all of this, all of the water, that 1%? What do you think? Yes or no? Can we drink all of that 1%?
Yes.
Well, we could, but you know what? Would you hold this up for me? There is only one problem, that 70% of that water we use for growing things, for growing our food that we eat. So I'm going to put... Whoa. Some people are lucky. So you can just see. Hold it up high so we can see. And that's about 70% of the water. Now, you think all that's left we can drink? Well, as it turns out, there's another 22% that we use for manufacturing things. The cars that we drive, the washing machines that we use. So industry uses about 22% of that. Hold that up high so people can see. Uses about 22%. So how much do you think that leaves for drinking? Who can tell me? There's a little math involved in this. If there's 70% and 22%, what's left?
10.
10? Well, close. How much?
8.
8% is drinking water. So here we go, that we can use for drinking and washing. 6.4 million people use this for drinking and for washing. But as you might know around the world, not all of that is clean water. We're very lucky here. We have nice clean water to drink, but in many parts of the world, people are drinking muddy water, and especially children are getting sick from the water that's not clean. So that's one of the things that the Unitarian Service Committee does is they go around the world and they help people dig wells and they help people clean water.
Sorry.
It's coming. It's coming. They help people clean water. But now, can you tell me, and also, can you tell me some ways that we can conserve water, that we can save water? Do some of you? Well, someone who hasn't spoken, what are some ways we can save water? You forgot. Is there any, what else? Oh, you can be very careful about flushing the toilets. Yes?
Take shorter showers.
Take shorter showers. How about more? What else?
Turn off the water when you're done brushing your teeth.
When you're brushing your teeth, you can turn off the water. So those are some things that we can do. Think of some more.
Washing your hands.
Well, we can wash our hands. Okay. Yes, that's good. And what? Stick with the clean hands. and so one of the things that we can do is to help, we can help the Unitarian Service Committee goes around the world and they help people with the digging wells and learning how to take care of their water. But the other thing we can do besides our other conservation is put coins in our guess at your table box during the next month, and we can help the service committee help other people have clean water.